Healing to the Nations, June 2020 edition, featuring A Second Chance, Ronilyn Dulles' testimony. Also inside this edition, a message by Pastor Chris, your authority in the name of Jesus. The Healing School Report, celebrating the name of Jesus. A report from the 2020 Autumn Session in South Africa. I testify. Healthy living. Eat healthy, stay healthy. Faith's proclamations of healing and health. And the prayer of salvation.
A message by Pastor Chris. Your authority in the name of Jesus.
Opening scripture.
Acts chapter 3 verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The name of Jesus is an instrument, a great blessing for us in the New Testament. Our opening scripture shows us there's tremendous power in the name of Jesus. Peter knew and understood the power in the name of Jesus. He knew what that name could accomplish, and he knew how to use it. He said to the lame man at the gate, "I'll give you what I have." Peter knew that he had something. He knew the value of the authority that he had in the name of Jesus. Do you know you have something? If you're born again, the name of Jesus has been given to you to use for your life and for the good of others. You can use that name over your body, your children, your home, or your business. If you have an infirmity in your body, you can use the name of Jesus against that sickness and ask it to get out of your body, and it will. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11 tells us that God gave Jesus the name that's above every name. He vested all authority in Jesus' name and passed it into law in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. In John chapter 14 verse 13, the Lord Jesus shows us how to make demands in his name. "And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Many people have erroneously believed that Jesus was referring to prayer in the scripture, but he wasn't. He was talking about making demands in his name. He was saying that if you make a demand in his name, he'll see to it that it's done. He wants you to know that the power of God will back you up when you make a demand in the name of Jesus. What glorious news! We have been authorized to reign and rule in life. We are kings and priests, and we address situations in the name of Jesus. That's our guarantee. So you can tell that growth, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave my body," and it's got to go. You can tell that sickness that has been threatening your child, "Sickness, I command you to turn my child loose in Jesus' name," and it has to leave. When someone is sick in your home, don't run helter-skelter looking for help. Take charge and declare, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the pain. I rebuke the affliction." Mention the sickness and command it to go. He told us to heal the sick, so it's our responsibility to do it in his name. This is exactly what Peter did. He demanded in the name of Jesus that the man get up and walk, and he did. The Bible says that Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Acts chapter 3 verse 7. Later, Peter testified that his faith in the name of Jesus made the man strong. See verse 16. For so long many have lacked the consciousness of the power and authority of Jesus' name. Too many of God's children suffer needlessly. But thanks be unto God, the church is marching on. Knowledge is increasing, and many more are discovering who they are in Christ and their place of glory and dominion in His name. Now you can and should make demands of your physical body. If you've been troubled by sickness and disease, you should command your body to become well in the name of Jesus. You can use His name to correct negative situations and circumstances in your life and in your body. Don't accept the status quo. Take advantage of the awesome power that is vested in the name of Jesus. Exercise the authority He has given you and make demands in His name. Even now, rebuke the infirmity. Declare that every storm is stilled in your health, home, office, or environment. Affirm that you're in abundance and the lines are fallen unto you in pleasant places. Use His name to effect the changes you desire and create blessings for yourself and others. Use the name of Jesus today and always. It never fails.
Our feature story, A Second Chance, Ronalyn Dulles' Testimony. Forlorn and dejected, 51-year-old Ronalyn Dulles looked as bad as she felt. She had battled with pain and helplessness for 13 years as a result of Divick's disease, a condition which left her blind and paralyzed. None of the treatments prescribed worked for Ronalyn, and for many years she lived each day in constant pain. Eventually, the doctor said to her husband, "You have to be prepared. Your wife may never walk or see again, and she probably has about 2 years to live." Ronalyn tells the story of how it all began.
I was 38 years old in the year 2000 when I discovered that my body was changing. I started to feel pain and tingling in my nerves. I was just not well. I went to the doctors because of these ill feelings, and they did many tests but couldn't find anything. They referred me to a teaching hospital, but after 2 weeks, everything still came back negative, which was very frustrating because it was starting to seem as if the pain was all in my head.
With no clear diagnosis, Ronalyn was given prescriptions for painkillers and discharged from the hospital. Then, without warning, matters got worse.
About a year after the symptoms began, I went into the washroom one morning and one foot got really hot, as if I was standing on hot charcoal. The other foot was so cold, like it was minus 40 degrees. I got a little scared. So my husband called the doctor, who said to come in immediately. By the time we got to the hospital, the feeling had spread up to both my knees. It turned for the worse because I became paralyzed from my chest to my toes. I lost all mobility and had to be pushed around in a wheelchair. I also became incontinent. At the same time, I was still experiencing severe nerve and muscle pain. It was horrible.
Again, Ronalyn had to be transferred to a special hospital that was better equipped to handle her case. It was there that she was finally diagnosed with Divick's disease, a rare autoimmune disorder that attacks the central nervous system, especially the optic nerves and spinal cord.
resulting in varying degrees of paralysis and loss of vision. Recalling the distressing episode of her life, Ronalyn says, "I went through with every test, having to endure all the poking and prodding, and medication after medication. I did a spinal tap, lumbar puncture, and so many other painful, invasive procedures. Several doctors examined and treated me with copious amounts of medications, including very high dosages of steroids, which had horrible side effects, including osteoporosis and induced glaucoma. We even tried risky treatments called plasmapheresis, separating the plasma from my blood, in the hope of trapping what was causing my body to attack itself, but it didn't help. I had optic neuritis in both eyes and a cataract in the left eye. I also had glaucoma in both eyes. I was rendered totally blind in the left eye and declared legally blind in the right eye, as I could barely even see with the use of special glasses and eye drops."
Her life had been turned upside down, and the serious implications of the disease on her body took a toll on Ronalyn's mind. She recalls what it felt like to be in that state.
"I was an emotional wreck because of this disease. It brought on terrible depression. I was taking 65 tablets per day, several of which had awful side effects. The condition prohibited me from doing the regular, simple things in life. I needed help in every way, including for my own personal care. There was never a day that I was without severe pain. I became discouraged."
Ronalyn's story, however, was about to change. She had heard about the Healing School, a place of the supernatural, where the power of God is present to heal. With high expectations for a miracle, she attended the 2013 Healing School Summer Session.
"When I heard that Pastor Chris's Healing School will be in town in 2013, I was so excited,"
she enthused. One of the first things she said once she got to the Healing School was,
"I know that through the man of God, Pastor Chris, I will receive my complete healing."
Relating the experience at that moment of her healing, Ronalyn says,
"For years I had asked God to grant me a miracle of physical healing for my broken body, and that day was finally here. I was overwhelmed with joy and a knowing that this was my day, my time to receive my healing and freedom. The man of God came into the auditorium and the room was overwhelmed with the presence of the Holy Ghost. When Pastor Chris touched me, the power of God surged through my body, giving it supernatural strength to run. I ran with my hands held up high in the air from one end of the auditorium to the other, praising and thanking God as I said, 'I can see, I can run. Thank you, Jesus, I am free.' It was absolutely the best experience of my life. Suddenly, I could bend or turn however I wanted. I didn't need the wheelchair anymore. My eyes were perfectly healed and I could see clearly from both eyes without any difficulty. I left the Healing School full of hope and looking forward to a better life. I determined that I would go on to tell others and show them what my God can do."
It's been many years since her time at the Healing School, and Ronalyn's life has only progressed from glory to glory. Thankful and joyous for a miracle, she talks about her life now.
"It's been 7 years of freedom from sickness and diseases. Now I live a productive, complete and very blessed life. Gratitude is a must for me for all the simple things I can do now that I couldn't do before because of this illness. I can take a shower, do housekeeping, go for a walk, go shopping, network, go to church, travel, etc. My deepest appreciation goes to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome and the partners of the Healing School. May God bless and keep you all and grant you His peace. This is a ministry of second chances, and I got a second chance to have the quality of life that I always desired. I thank you so much. Most of all, I thank Jesus the Christ for giving me a new blessed life so that I can be a blessing to many others. I pray that my testimony encourages and gives hope to anyone suffering from physical, mental, or spiritual illnesses, so that they know that God is able and will heal His children, making them whole to live the abundant life He has promised in the Word.
For more information on the Healing School sessions, please visit www.enterthehealingschool.org. The Healing School Report, Celebrating the Name of Jesus. A report from the 2020 Autumn Session in South Africa. Wherefore God also hath exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. A haven for healing in a wounded world, where seemingly hopeless cases are completely and permanently turned around. The Healing School is a place of restoration. Suffering from diverse diseases and in desperate need for a change, many come to the Healing School for a truly divine experience. Coming from various nations, visiting ministers, youth delegates, and other distinguished guests also have the opportunity to partake of the unique grace here. Marvelous manifestations of God's power highlight the special services at the Healing School, so much that one can feel it in the very atmosphere. There are no other events in the world like the healing services with Pastor Chris. The atmosphere of glory and bliss is like no other, simply phenomenal. None who attended these extraordinary meetings ever leave the same. The unsaved receive salvation and are welcomed into the body of Christ. Many receive healing for their minds and bodies, and all in attendance are blessed with ministrations of the Holy Spirit. At the healing service of the 2020 Autumn Session in Johannesburg, South Africa, enthralling worship and fervent prayers stirred the congregation to praise and exalt the name of the Lord. Faith heightened when several came up to the stage to relate their victory songs and testify of the miracles they received when they too attended the healing school. One of these testifiers was Nokwetemba, who was healed of blindness at a previous healing service. As I entered the healing school, I could feel that I was in a different place. I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. The man of God ministered to me, and I got up rejoicing, knowing that I was healed. I regained my sight that day. Thank you, dear partners, for giving the nations hope, she testified. Testifying of her healing from hearing loss after 27 years affliction, Tapiwa said, I heard strange voices and my right ear became blocked afterwards. I felt things inside my ear, but the doctors couldn't see anything in my ear when they checked. Nothing was wrong medically, but my hearing was failing. When I got to the healing school, Pastor Chris put his hands in my ears and I was healed. I felt something pop in both my ears and my hearing was completely restored. Then came the moment when the man of God, Pastor Chris, entered the hall, full of undeniable compassion and ready to heal the sick. Shouts of joy and jubilation erupted everywhere in the hall. Students waiting in line for that special ministration knew of a surety that their lives would be restored to the glory of God. The experience of watching the man of God as he began to minister to the sick with words of power and the laying on of hands was better seen than described. With sudden realization that they had been healed and freed of whatever ailed them, many gave loud shouts and raced across the hall, celebrating their miracles. In an instant, cancer, HIV, diabetes, asthma, hypertension, and many more hopeless cases were gone forever. Laura, a 32-year-old lady from Romania, suffered from scoliosis, disc herniation, and kidney stones for nearly 14 years. Pastor Chris placed his hand on her back and she fell under the power of the Holy Ghost as he ministered God's healing power to her body. Laura couldn't help the laughter that welled up from her spirit. Glorifying the Lord, she ran around, rejoicing that she could do so without any pain. 33-year-old German Lucian was diagnosed with depression and thyroid disease. Dependent on medications and having to battle several symptoms like cold, fatigue, constipation, and soreness, he found it hard to concentrate on anything. He was glad to attend the healing school and was refreshed after the man of God laid hands on him. Energized, Lucian thanked God for his healing. Joy Unlimited, Phil Quian, with strength and vitality. The fatigue and irritability, which were symptoms of diabetes mellitus, were gone in the instant Pastor Chris ministered to her. Having journeyed to the healing school all the way from France, Quian was glad that her expectations had come to fruition. Never again will her body be subject to sickness and its attendant restrictions. She is free! Many shed tears of joy as they experienced relief in a way they never thought possible after so many years. The auditorium was filled with sounds of praise as all marveled at the glorious demonstration of God's power. The celebration continues as the man of God specially recognized and greeted pastors and ministers who had come from around the world to attend the service. Exhorting the congregation, the man of God gave insightful expositions on divine healing and health. He admonished the students thus, "The reason you were healed today is because you had faith. So, when you leave here today, teach others to use their faith. That none be left out of the fullness of life that he talked about." Pastor Chris made a call for salvation for those who hadn't yet received Jesus as their Savior. Many came forward and became partakers of God's divine nature in that glorious moment. Then he blessed the congregation with words of perfection and grace, and they departed with melodies in their hearts, singing praises to our glorious God. Please visit www.enterthehealingschool.org for more information on the next Healing School session. Testify. Life Changing Magazine says Oyung Chingmeg from Mongolia.
I was admitted in the hospital because of a brain tumor. Then someone gave me a copy of Healing to the Nations magazine, which we studied together. As we prayed, the power of God went through my body and I was healed. Today, I also share this life-changing magazine with everyone I meet.
Restored through faith, says Clarice from the Netherlands.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chris, for this lovely magazine. Thank you for your compassion and for teaching us the word in such a delightful manner. Since I started following Healing to the Nation magazine, so much has changed in my life. My faith has grown and it keeps getting stronger by day. I especially love the faith proclamation. I use them every day. It was through this confession that rheumatoid factors disappeared from my body and my uric acid became balanced. I no longer feel any pain in my body, and I know that God's word will continually keep me in health.
Healed by the word, says Kiponin from the United States.
Thank you for the Divine Confessions for Divine Health Realities on the Healing School mobile app. Those messages are timely blessings for each day. Every morning, I share them with my contacts and on my various social media handles. After I tested positive for COVID-19, I took these confessions seriously and I repeated them boldly every day. I trusted the integrity of the word and I recover speedily. Today, I am totally healed.
Please send your testimonies, comments, or feedback to feedback@enterthehealingschool.org or testimonies@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
Living. Eat healthy, stay healthy. Did you know that good food, in addition to sufficient rest and exercise, can help you achieve a healthy and youthful look? Knowing the kinds of foods to eat in the right proportion and combination will go a long way in helping you to stay healthy, as well as looking and feeling your best. Your daily diet should be simple yet varied, and should contain the essential nutrients the body needs. Water is a very vital component of every healthy diet. Drink lots of water, at least 8 glasses daily, to keep your skin hydrated and supple. It also keeps your joints lubricated, reducing the risk of arthritis. Milk is one of the best foods, provided that it's clean and purified. Fruits and vegetables contain most of the nutrients the body requires for healthy functioning, many of which are not easily obtainable from other sources. Oranges and other citrus fruits, as well as strawberries and many other fruits, contain vitamins C, A, and E, which have anti-aging properties and are important antioxidants that protect your body from the damage caused by free radicals. Also, most fruits act as natural laxatives that help regulate your body's digestive process. Foods rich in fiber, like bread and oatmeal, are important as they aid digestion and proper bowel movement. They provide roughage and fiber, which are vital for helping the body get rid of waste. Dairy products and fruits, such as apples, citrus, apricots, cherries, pineapples, berries, yogurt, cottage cheese, buttermilk, ricotta cheese, sugarcane, sugar beets, and sour cream contain food ingredients that stimulate skin exfoliation, reduce fine lines, and act as moisturizers. These nutrients, known as alpha hydroxy acids, enhance the skin texture and tone, making it look smoother and more youthful. treat yourself to seafood and fresh fish like salmon, which are excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids work wonders to inhibit inflammation, reduce cholesterol levels, and slow down wrinkle formation. The right food will also help you maintain beautiful and healthy hair. A high-protein diet is recommended since your hair is made up of proteins. Protein-rich foods include fish, poultry, beans, low-fat dairy foods, liver, brewer's yeast, wheat germ, and tofu. Vegetables like spinach, kale, endive, collard greens, turnip, greens, red leaf lettuce, romaine lettuce, broccoli, asparagus, mustard greens, and dandelion greens contain rich amounts of the vitamin C and iron required for proper hair and tissue growth. It's always better to eat a meal than to take a food supplement or drugs. Use supplements only when absolutely necessary and use only as prescribed by a doctor or dietitian or nutritionist. Also, avoid the use of alcohol, tobacco, and any other stimulants. Additionally, cut down on junk food. Attend to these details and make them your lifestyle. Eating healthy will keep your body in peak condition and improve your overall health.
Face proclamations of healing and health. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12 verse 37. The greatest gift given to human beings is the gift of speech. Blessed is the man or woman who has discovered this profound reality. Think about it. The world was made by words. All of creation is the result of words. All of God's blessings are delivered by and through words. When God made it possible for man to use words, He gave man the greatest gift possible, because that's what makes us like God. God creates with words. He spoke creation into being in Genesis 1. Therefore, having made us in His image, to look like Him, and in His likeness, to function like Him, we create with words just like Him. The kingdom of God to which we belong is a kingdom of words. Therein we live and reign by words. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." When you understand this, you'll use words correctly. You'll only speak words of blessings, words of life, words that bring forth divine health, peace, and prosperity. Confessions. I refuse to be moved by circumstances. My faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Therefore, I declare that my faith is alive and producing results in and for me. I do not stagger at the word of God through unbelief. But I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Christ lives in me, and therefore no sickness or infirmity can dwell in my body. I declare today that my body is strong and healthy. Sickness and infirmity have no place in me. The life of Christ is at work in every fiber of my being. In every bone of my body and in every cell of my blood. Jesus Christ is Lord over my spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, no disease or infirmity has any place in me. no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Jesus has all authority over my body. And I declare that I dwell daily in health and strength in the name of Jesus. I am born of God. My origin is in Him. No sickness has the power or ability to destroy my body. I have the overcoming life of God in me, which makes me indestructible. The power of God perambulates every inch of my body. Vitalizing it and making it impregnable to disease and infirmity. The Holy Ghost lives in me. Therefore, I have the dynamic ability to effect changes. I refuse to permit anything contrary to God's word in my body. I'm fortified daily by the word. Death has no part in me. And I refuse any condition that is not consistent with God's word in my spirit, soul, and body. I'm alive to God and to the word of His grace, which preserves me at all times. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in me. It's impossible for me to be brought down by sickness. The healing power of God is working in my bones, tissues, tendons, ligaments, and in every cell in my blood. My body functions for God. Every organ, tissue, and cell in my body complies with the will of the Father. Which is divine health and ever-increasing strength. My body is not sustained by blood, but by the vitalizing power of the Holy Spirit in me. I dwell continually in health through the working of His mighty power in me. Hallelujah.
Join us in the Spread Faith campaign as we distribute free copies of the Healing to the Nations magazine throughout this month. To participate, kindly visit the Healing School website. Once there, enter your email and click the submit button to download your e-copy of the Healing to the Nations magazine. Spread faith to your family members. Spread faith to your social media contacts. Spread faith to win souls and bring healing to the sick around the world. Join us to spread faith and bring healing to the nations throughout this month. Healing School Partners, together, taking healing to the nations.
The Prayer of Salvation. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, then say this prayer, believing with all your heart. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised him from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life today. I receive, by faith, remission of sins for my soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. If you just said that prayer, please send an email to feedback@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
For the latest updates and live news from The Healing School, please follow The Healing School super user on King's Chat. Search for @HSchool on King's Chat and click to follow. We believe you've been blessed by this and other editions of the magazine. Share your testimonies with us at testimonies@enterthehealingschool.org. Taking healing to the nations.